Okay, so try to finish up with Bein Mevatel and Nisal Chatzin. So far we pointed out that Deyus and Rishonim, whether this is indeed a Din D'Araisa, whether it's a Din D'Rabbanan, we pointed out a couple of nafkaminas. There is a Prima Gadim, Simon Sarites, that writes the following, that what happens if you're dealing with not a Vadai Isser, but you're dealing with a Suffolk Isser? If one would argue that Ein Mevatel indeed is a Din D'Araisa, also in such a case, you know what I would assume, that Sveika D'Araisa is L'chumra. But if one is going to argue that no, that Ein Mevatel is only Nusa D'Rabbanan, so if you're dealing with a Suffolk Isser, would there be anything wrong to be Mevatel that Isser, because it's a Suffolk D'Rabbanan, and Suffolk is considered to be L'chum. Shri Magadim begins by suggesting that indeed should be an afkamina, that according to the Raivad that will be Yasser, and according to the other Rishonim, indeed that should be Mutter. But then the Prima Gadim points out the following. But wait a second. You know what? We're dealing with a case where you have an object that's a Suffolk Isser. It's a Suffolk Isser. How do you view that object? You know, imagine a person wants to eat it. You know what I'm going to say? Sveika D'Araisa L'chumra. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. It's a Suffolk D'Araisa. Once I paskin Sveika D'Araisa L'chumra, can I really argue that, you know what? Now I can take it and be mevatel it, because after all, ein mevatel is only nisa drabanan, and treat that now as a suffik drabanan. Once one is to paskin sveika daraisa l'chumra, because the question as to this status is really a din daraisa. It's a suffik daraisa with an afkamina drabanan. A suffik daraisa as to whether this is mutter or aser with an afkamina drabanan of ein mevatel is l'chatchila. So that the Prima Gadim writes is something which we call nisgalgel. You have something that starts with a suffik daraisa that somehow rolls into a din rabbanan. And there, the Prima Gadim suggests, maybe indeed that should be l'chumra. Mashlam adavar dome, all those cases in psachim that you deal with a suffik chametz, suffik matzah, poshub sham the gemara, you know what that means? That, you know what, you have to make sure, you have to engage in biur, in bedika. Why not argue that, you know what, mi daraisa bitul ba masagi? If you're mevatel the chametz, that's enough to avoid bayir by matzah. The chiyuv bedika is only a din d'rabbanan. So as long as it's a safek, sveika d'rabbanan l'kula. And it doesn't sound that way from all the sugyas, no? All the cases of the Gemara, if it's a safek, you know what? Yeah, you can't just simply do nothing. You know what? You have to search the house. Maybe one could argue, what do you mean? That's what bedika is. No, bedika by definition means no safek. No, bedika is only when it's vaday. I know I have chametz in the kitchen, I have to get rid of the chametz. Bedika means a chipus b'makom safek. Maybe one could argue bedika is different. That's what bedika's chametz is, resolving a safek. Or maybe one could argue as follows, that what do you mean? If this object, or the achila, bayam bayamotze, achila is nisur kareis. Whether something is chametz or whether or not, that's a safek drabana. That's a safek daraisa, which is lachumra. If a person did bittul, maybe there'll be enough gamina of bedika drabanan, but is it so obvious that for that you can paskin sveika drabanan lakula? That's this Prima Gadim. Is it so obvious when you have a suffek yisser that I can say when it comes to enough gamina of ein mevatel will paskin indeed lakula? We've discussed in a lot of different shiurim now. Sveika darais lachumra means you have to do the mitzvah again, but do you make a bracha? Do you make a bracha? Do I view a suffik mitzvah and a suffik bracha separately? Or do I argue that, no, what do you mean? Once you pass the sveika daraisa l'chumra, so that means you have to do the mitzvah again and do it as though you were doing it for the first time. If it was a suffik bracha is l'kula. If it's a suffik mitzvah, the Raivad shita, sveika daraisa l'chumra means do it again and do it again, do it again. Now a person has a suffik whether he benched. Guess what? Yekadei sviya, you have to bench again. Not all of that's daraisa. I can fulfill Birchas HaMazon Daraisa with a skeleton Birchas HaMazon. So do I really say Safek Daraisa L'chumra means just recite Birchas HaMazon Daraisa? No, you know what I'm going to say? It means you have to bench again. And you bench, Bishlei Musa. So maybe that's an important yourself. That's what the Prima Gadim discusses. But he writes that this is very relevant to our deal as to whether Ein Mevatel L'chatchila really is a issue Daraisa, an issue Darabanan. Rabbi Kvega writes in that very Simon Sadi test the following, that you know what, let's assume a person did so, when he should not have done so. Ein mevatel l'chatchila. What exactly is the knas? Maybe one can argue as follows. If it's an iser daraisa, often, not always, but often, we're going to be kones, even cases of shogeg. We're going to see somewhat soon, Mevashel b'Shabbos. A person, Rachmanu l'Islan, violated Nisa Malacha on Shabbos. How does that affect the Chepetz? Can he be Nehne? Can he not be Nehne? When do we assume yes? When do we assume no? So Rav Vega points out the following, that, you know what? Maybe one could raise the following issue, that if it's only an issue d'Rabbanan, typically we're not gozer shogiga to mezin. But if this would really be a violation of an issa d'Araisa, of ein mevatel nisa chatchila, maybe we would say that, you know what, the chetz is nisa, even b'shoge. So you're going to tell me, oh, what, that's a suffix, Rabbi Kirik, that's a mission in Trumas, no, heites, that b'shoge mutter, b'mezin asa. So what, it's a din Rabbi Kveger. Yeah, if you don't know Zoraim, it's a din Rabbi Kveger. It's a Mishnah. It's a no, but the Mishnah is talking about being mevatel truma echad b'meya. That's the case in the Mishnah. Oh, that's a straight din d'Rabbanan, because midaraisa the truma of course is batel chad betray. Oh, so it is a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah that if you're dealing with an iser d'Rabbanan, then we're not gozer shugig atom eisa. That's true. But what if you were dealing with ein mevatel sechadchin on level of daraisa? That's the din Rabbi Kveger. Rav Geir says that should depend on whether ein mevatel sechadchin is daraisa, whether indeed it's drabanan. So we left off discussing that maybe there are certain cases that are different. That no de Yehuda in some Memhei that says there's a difference between tam as opposed to yavesh biyavesh be'en. The whole skugi we were talking about chulin daf tzariches is talking about zra b'sheila. That's tam, an infusion of taste in the aisle. That we can debate. But if you're dealing with a case of yavesh v'yavesh, what do you mean? That l'chulei alma should be something which is forbidden min ha-Torah. Wow, that was one chiddush. Then we saw chiddush of the avne miluim in Simin Yud Ches. Maybe truma is different. Maybe truma is different. Why should truma be different? What do you mean? Because there's a pasuk. B'midbar Yud Ches of Mishmeresh Trumosai. Mishmeresh Trumosai. The Torah says you have to safeguard the Kedushas HaTruma. And maybe included in that does not just simply mean you cannot be Mitame the Truma, but you cannot be Ma'abe the Truma. You cannot be Ma'abe the Truma B'yadayim. If you cannot be Ma'abe the Truma, you know what I'll tell you? That Mamish means Emavach and Issachachila. You're going to have Truma, and you're going to go ahead now, see to it that you create a Taruva Sabito. That's called Mishmeres Trumosai. So maybe Enochinami, maybe that clearly would indeed be us. Well, that's a very, very great Kiddush. In which case, you know, it's not so obvious because when our Gemara says when it comes to Muktzah, you know, how can you be Mevatel Sechadchila? Where do you see not? Where do you see not? Where do you see not? A Mishnah in Trumas, hey, Tess. Yeah, but if you're going to assume Trumas is different because of Mishmeres Trumosai, just realize there's a bit of a gap. Maybe the Gemara could have answered, Truma is different. Truma is different. And you can't necessarily assume. But the Gemara doesn't. The Gemara assumes that, you know what, maybe Truma is more chamur because of Mishmeres Trumosai. But it is clear from our Gemara that the Gemara doesn't assume that if that's uniquely true when it comes to Truma, that's even true when it comes to Atzei Muktzah. And the answer, the Gemara, has to be not that Truma is different, that Daraisa Drabanan or Mikla Kali Isura. But clearly, the assumption of our Gemara is that Ein Mevatel Sechadchila is something that indeed is universal, but albeit the Chiddush of Avne Miluim and Simin Yud Ches, that Truma is an island unto itself, because to be Mevatel Truma is a violation of Mishmeres Trumosa. Well, in our Gemara, when the Gemara says that, look, when it comes to Isurei Drabanan, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Oh, and that depends, as Tosos pointed out, whether it's Ikra Daraisa, or whether it's Ikra d'Rabbanan. Oh, so for example, the sugya or the litra d'ktzios. That is already Ikra d'Araisa. Because Truma indeed is d'Araisa. You're dealing with Trumas peros? Still Ikra d'Araisa. You're dealing with a sheer d'Rabbanan of Mea, Mufurish Lingwar Dat Adam and Aleph? That's still Ikra d'Araisa. Wow. Even though it's removed from the din d'Araisa, the chefts and b'shir, no, still that's called that which is Ikra d'Araisa. As opposed to Muktzah, wow, Muktzah, which is not. You realize that not so simple. Yeah, as we pointed out in all the Shiurim, you know, there's a concept of Truma Daraisa, maybe there's a concept of Muktzah Daraisa as well. But when do you assume that this is an expansion of? Oh, so the Rashba writes the following Kiddush, on our daf, Duramasal Aval, that, you know what, I'll give you examples of Isuri Drabanan that is ein ikar bedaraisa, and therefore mavatlin. Therefore mavatlin. Shruma. Shruma. No, not shruma. Not shruma. Shruma schutzlaretz. Shruma schutzlaretz. Wow. When we say truma is ikar bedaraisa, it means truma in Eretz Yisrael. Truma in Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah satliyas varetz. That I can expand to peros. And then I can expand even to the shir. Realize, according to the Rambam, Peros is Daraisa. We're only talking about a shir, okay? That's Ikra Daraisa. According to Tosfos, it's even a greater Kiddush. It's not just a shir, but Chetza. That also is Ikra. What about Trumas Chutz Laretz? No? Sometimes in certain areas, there's a Truma Derabanan, right? In areas of Chutz Laretz, let's say adjacent to Eretz Yisrael. That Kiddush, oh, that the Rashba writes, that's straight Derabanan. That's like Muksa. That's straight Derabanan. We don't assume that mitzvahs atliyas baretz, even if they spill over into chutz laretz, that would be. And another example, you ready? Ooh, the Rashi writes chalas chutz laretz. Chalas chutz like truma. Ooh, we're going to have to discuss that now. On the Pesach and Aleph, we discussed it already a little bit, no? What's the problem with being mafrish chala? Being mafrish chala is a problem of tikkun mana, no? Mesaking. It's usser, and al yedei hafresh, it becomes mutter. What was the difficulty? Testament Aleph, that even applies when it comes to cases of chalas chutz laretz. What do you mean? Chalas chutz tikkun mana. Ocha v'holeich v'acher kach mafresh. Remember we discussed that, no? Ocha v'acher. How can that be a problem with tikkun mana? See what the Gemara says? Nonetheless. It's still usser. Why? Because shimkar la'ashem ashur azarim. What does that mean? Remember the Chiddush, Lo Sameach, the Rambam. There must be a problem of Hafrosha Sala, which is not just Tikkun Mana. Not just Tikkun Mana. Because how can you speak about Tikkun Mana comes to Chalas Chutz Laretz? There's no Isur Tevel in the classic sense. You can eat it and then be Mafrish. Oh, so that was that great Chiddush of the Rambam, no? That the Rambam says there must be two problems with being Mafrish. One is the problem of Tikkun Mana. The other is the problem of Mekal Komenkar. No? When your kor is shamed that this is challah, guess what? Now it's Maman Hasheve. Now it's Maman Kaleh. It's, oh, exactly as the Gemara says. Mila mo de Shmuel, shim kar l'shem asur lezarim. Once you're mafrish, chalas chutz laretz, it's asur lezar, that means there's a change in status. So even if there's no iser, so it's not tikkun mana. Oh, but you know what? But nonetheless, it's considered to be that which is asur. Wow. But the Gemara tests, Chalas Chutz Laretz is so different than Chal Eretz Yisrael. So the Rashi said, yeah, I wouldn't call Chalas Chutz Laretz Kein Daraisa. I wouldn't argue that it's Ikro Daraisa. Now, and therefore, Chalas Chutz Laretz is a din deram like Moksa. And therefore, one can argue, Mevat Nisachachila. Oh, so it's true when it comes to Shumas Chutz Laretz, well. It's true when it comes to Chalas Chutz Laretz, well. And the Rashi writes, it's true when it comes to Kelai HaKerem B'chutz Laretz. Kelai, that's a very great Chiddush, no? Because what does Kelai HaKerem have that Chalos Chutz Laretz doesn't have? You know what the answer is? Kelai HaKerem is Aser B'Ana. Kelai HaKerem is Aser B'Ana. So the Chiddush that the Rashi writes, that, no, since Kelai HaKerem B'chutz Laretz is only a Dinder Rabbanon, and we don't treat Chutz Laretz as an expansion of that which is Eretz Yisrael. That's a very, very heavy issue, no? Even on the level of Daraisa. Because you know what? The Sugya in Kedushin Aflamed Ches, that Orla in Chutz Laretz. Isn't this a Daraisa? That's Halacha Moshe Mitzina. And that was a very heavy machlokes. We won't go through it now. We discussed in the past. To what extent is Orla Chutz Laretz, which is a Din Daraisa, an expansion of Orla in Eretz Yisrael? That's a very heavy machlokas. That's a halacha Moshe Mitzinai. When it comes to the extension derabanan, like Truman, Chal, and Kalei HaKerem, that certainly is not an expansion of, and therefore the Rashba writes, Kalei HaKerem and Chutz Laretz. It's called derabanan, and Mefat V'Nisar L'Chatchila. But you know what's so a chiddush of this Rashba? That's Yisuri Hana. Why should that make a difference? Why should that make a difference? You know what I could suggest? I could tell you the following. If you're Mevatel Yisuri Hana, forget it. That's called being nene. No? That's called being nene. I have something that's osur na drabanan. You know what? And now I'm a vatalit. And now I can derive benefit from that object, even though up until now I cannot do so. Maybe the act of being mevatel, the isuri hana, is an act of being nehenamin. No? Because what's the sum game? This was completely off limits. I just did some magic. Now I flip all things together. And now I can be nehenah for something that otherwise I wasn't. Maybe that itself is called being nehenamin isuri hana. That's the chiddush of the Nesivos and Chavos Das. The same simon, simon sadi tes. And when it comes to isuri hana, so in such a case, certainly, let's say isuri hana daraisa, certainly ein mevatel achilas nisa daraisa. Because the mevatel isuri hana daraisa is an act of being nehenamin. And therefore, that indeed should be aser. So therefore, certain cases that the Rashba, it, clearly against it, at least when it comes to Yisuri Hanad Rabbanan. The Yisuri Hanad Rabbanan, there, when it's allowed to mevatel the Yisur L'chadchila, so clearly you're not violating the Yisuri Hanah. If I would be Nehenah as it is, I'm being Nehenah min Yisuri Hanah. If it's two steps, I'm being mevatel and then being Nehenah, in such a case, the bittel alone is not considered to be an act of being Nehenah from the Chaticha the Yisur. Okay. I wanted you to take a look at the sugya Nida Daf Samach Aleph. There, the Gemara tells you something fascinating. You have a beged she'avar bo kilayim, beged she'avar bo kilayim. You know what? A person is weaving, and this is supposed to be a wool garment, and there are a few strands of pishtan he puts on the side. You know, in the course of weaving, all of a sudden it became intermingled. He knows that, guess what? There is shatnez, which is there. A small amount, but nonetheless, there is a chibur of tzemer and pishtin. Wow, so the Gemara assumes, as the Rapashut, that it's us. The Rapashut, that it's us. Cannot be worn. The Gemara even goes a step further. You can't even sell it to a non-Jew. Wow. You can't sell it to a non-Jew. Not that a non-Jew has to be concerned about shatnez, but you know what? The non-Jew can flip it, and that sounds strange, but the non-Jew can flip. Now we always think the Shmata business is a Jewish business. No, could be a guy will have a garment, and he'll sell it to a Jew. Okay? And this is undetectable. There's no way you'll give it to the firmest Shatnez person, no? There are hundreds of thousands of threads. It's a needle in a haystack that, you know what, he's going to sample the little bit of pishtan. So therefore, it's undetectable. So therefore, can't wear it, can't sell it, can't give it. What do you do with it? The Gemara says something unusual. Osebo tachrichin ameis. Use it for tachrichin. Because if something is used for tachrichin ameis, you don't have to be concerned that people are going to end up wearing it. So you know what? It can be used. But osebo tachrichin ameis. The Tosas on that daf, Samachal from Adeis, raised the following issue. Is that right? Isn't there a concept of loig larash? Loig larash? No? You're not supposed to mock a person who's impoverished. A mace is chavshim and a mitzvos. What, you're poking fun at the mace? No? The context of that loig larash is tzitzis. No? So it also says, today is the Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Natan, why isn't this a problem of loig larash? Why isn't this a problem of the garage? You know what? You're going to use, of all things, shatnez for tachrichin. As though we're saying to the mace, you know what? You're no longer alive. And therefore, you know, we can do things to you now that we would never do. Never do b'chaim. Well, that's an important issue. Tosa says two essential days, no? One day is the Rashbam, that you only violate the isser of shatnez if there's dumya de levisha dispehana. Hanas levisha. Only if you're nehenem in halavisha. If a chai were to wear something where he's not nehenem in halavisha, that would not be nisra shatnez. So this example of draping a garment of shatnez on a live or dead person who's not being nehenem, that's not shatnez. So, what's true of? The mace will be true of a chai as well. Wow, that's the chiddush of the Rashban. The mace is not being nehenem in. And let's assume that you're not being nehenamin. You know, it's 100 degrees out. And you're wearing this very heavy coat of shatnez. Why? Because, you know, after all your years in college, you decided to be a model. No, so that's what you do for a living. You're modeling clothing. No? The Mishnah. No? The Mishnah in Kalayim. You know what? You're not being nene from wearing shatnez if it's 100 degrees outside. That's what the Gemara discusses as part of a Dover Sheni Miskavet. That's the Chiddush of Rashbam. If a chai were to wear something where he's not being nene from, there wouldn't be an iser. So if you drape it on a mace, and the mace is not being nene from the warmth that it creates, so that's not an iser of shatnez at all. Well, and then the Rashbam quotes, fascinating, the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. No? And that is that maybe Lo of the Rosh is only true when it comes to tzitzis. Because there's something special about tzitzis, no? Orisim aso zecharten. Tzitzis represents tarig mitzvos. Shkula tzitzis. Kekol ha-mitzvos. So that's loig l'rash. But an individual mitzvah is not called loig l'rash. That's the Teretz of Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe in the Chumash we'll discuss. Chiddush of Maral. Maral writes, you know what? That maybe there's a difference between mitzvah sasei as opposed to isurim. In a mitzvah sasei, that's loig l'rash. Because mitzvah sasei are an opportunity, a privilege. A person, rachmana litzlan, is nifter. He no longer has the privilege of doing mitzvahs. In isur, if you're not chayiv in isur, you're not chayiv in isur. That's not called loig l'rash. To deny a person of an opportunity, that's mocking a person. Tzitzis. You know, putting a four-corner garment on an iftar where, you know what, we're not going to bother with tzitzis because you're dead. Now, that's loig l'rash. But not nisun when it comes to yisurin. Well, interesting finish. Okay. So Tosus is bothered by the following. Why in the world is this a problem of a begish of a bokelani? What happened to the concept of bittul? You have hundreds of thousands of strands of tzemer, and avabo kilayim, a couple strands of linen. Why is that even a problem? What happened to the concept of bittul? Well, it's such a problem, and the solution is radical. Tachrich in the mace. What happened to bittul? So Tosus writes a very stunning chiddush. You know, Tosus says the following. We discussed this earlier, now that when we did that run, the Dom Daftan Beis, the Rosh Hashanah Tirin, you know what bittul means? Bittul means you have oppositional forces that don't coexist. You have het and you have iser. There's an override. Tosus writes the following chiddush. That's true when it comes to shatnez. You have heter and iser. And A is mabatel other. Tosus says heter beheter lobatel. That's such a chiddush. The whole iser of sharpness is an iser taruvos. When you have an iser where the iser is be'en, nevela, trefa, chelev, and it gets mixed up with something else, we're going to say, look, something has to give. But if you have something that in isolation is mutter, it's only usser in combination, so Tosus writes something stunning. If something is usser in combination, there's no bittul. That's the iser. The Isser is the combination of Tzemer and Pishnin. So you're going to say, combination, it should be Batal. That's what the Isser is. If you have something that's Usser in isolation, so if it gets intermingled with Dvar HaMatar, maybe we have to reassess. But if you have something where the essence of the Isser is an Isser Taruvos, so therefore Heter Beter is not Batal. That's what Tosus writes, that Tosus the Nida, Tosus and Avodah Zarah, and Dav Samachay, and Beis as well. Wow. So if you take a look in that Tosus and Avodah Zarah, take a look at the Rush right there on that sugya, Nida Samach Aleph. The Rush has something which is called Hilchos Kelai Begodim. The very name itself is Nida. The Hilchos Kelai Begarim Simen Hei. The Rush writes this Kiddush. Heter Beter is not Bata. Sounds fancy. You know what the Rush writes? How in the world? Let's assume, for example, you have a fleishik soup and a little bit of milk drops into it. Whoa! So guess what? No bittul, because this is nisr taruvah, sabasa b'chalav. This is nisr taruvah, sabasa b'chalav. That's wrong. That's against the Mishnah, no chun kudches. There's bittul when it comes to basa b'chalav. So if there's bittul when it comes to basa b'chalav, how can you say there's no bittul when it comes to shatnez? Because Heter Beter Lo Batel. What in the world is the difference between Basa Mechalev as opposed to Semer Pishnin? That's the kasha Tosas, the kasha the Rosh. How can Tosas say this? No? Heter v'heter is not batal. What does that mean? It's an iser taruvos regardless of the proportions. That's obviously not true. So Tosas and the Rosh write a stunning chiddush. That there's no bitter when it comes to basa b'chol. There's no bitter when it comes to basa b'chol. Heter is not batal. There's no bitter. You mean there's no bitter? Of course there's bitter. No, there's no bitter. Of course there's bitter. No. You have a lot of meat. You have a lot of meat. This whole fleishik soup. And a couple drops of milk fall in. That's mutter. Of course that's mutter. You know why that's mutter? Because lo sevashol di b'chalev imo derech bishul asrta. Derech bishul asrta. That's the chiddush the Rosh. The chiddush Tosas and Avodah Zarah. The chiddush Tosas and Ida. The iser is bishul to create the... Well, let me ask you, you're cooking something. Why in the world would you add an ingredient? Why am I adding an ingredient? Because it imparts a taste. It imparts... If the added ingredient would not impart a taste, that's not called derech bishul. Derech bishul means you're going to add ingredients that are going to enhance, it's going to impart, it's going to infuse. If you have something that's not nosing tam, that's derech bishul. That's derech bishul. Wow, it's not such a lumdus of the Rosh, no? The reason that if you have so much milk or so much meat, and so little of the other, that it's mutter, is not because of bittul. It's not because of bittul. It's because you never reached the threshold of iser. In order to call basa b'chalav, it has to be no same time. And if it's not no same time, It's all mutter, not because of. If it is no same time, and then some of that falls into something, okay. But if you have a taruvah sabasa b'chala that was never no same time, you eat it, it's absolutely indetectable that there was any milk or meat that fell into it. That's mutter because that's not derech bishul. It's not mutter because of bittul. Bittul presupposes they have an iser, and there's no override. There's no override. There is no iser. Well, that's a fancy chiddush, no? But even though, practically speaking, a small amount of basr, a small amount of chal, will not go ahead and forbid the chayfetz, it's not because of bittul. It's because you never reach the threshold of, because it's not no same time. It's not no same time. That's a pretty fancy chiddush, no? I think so. Okay. Oh, so the choice Rabbi Kabeger, Simon Rei Zayin. He says, I'll tell you an incredible nafkamina. Our sugya. Eim avatla nisachachila. If you're telling me that, you know what, that something is only mutter al yidei bittul, then I'm going to tell you, eim avatla nisachachila. You're not. But if you're going to tell me, you know what, that such a small amount of doesn't reach the threshold of Isser. This year doesn't begin. Not that there was Isser that somehow is nullified. There is no Isser. So there should not be a problem of Ein Mevatlin Isser Achim when it comes to Basa B'chol. That's Rabbi Kavega and Simon Rei Zayin. Ooh, Ein Mevatlin implies that there's an Isser. If you're telling me this is beneath the threshold of Isser, it should not be Isser whatsoever. Wow. Yeah, that's pretty heavy. Rabbi Kabir continues and says, but that's really not true. Even when it comes to basa b'chalav, we would not tell you, you know what, just add a little bit of milk, but just keep it low. Keep it low. No? Keep it beneath the threshold. We would tell you, no, really don't add milk into here. You know? So Rabbi Kabir writes the following Kiddush, Uvederech lo plug. The fact that we would tell you, Shulchan Aruch and Sanites, if you have basar not to add a little bit of chalav, or chalav not to add a little bit of basar, is because when it comes to other isurim, imavat nesachila, and this is part of lo plug rabbanan, it is really not part of the sugya of imavat nesachila. Wow, that's an important chiddush, because if this was really bittul, that would not work. Heter v'heter lo batal. It just means, ooh, it's beneath the threshold.
beneath the threshold of Issa.
Wow. Okay. Another limitation to Ein Mevatel Nisla Chatchila. This is spelled out by the Ran in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Beis and Beis and Daf Yerif, where the Ran is bothered by the following. The Ran is bothered by the following. You know, there's a whole parsha in the Torah of Klei Midyan. You're going to go ahead and conquer Midyan. You're going to have Kalim. Those are Kalim that are Asurim. But the Torah describes, you know what? It doesn't mean they're completely off limits. After all, Milchemes Midyan, Klei Midyan, is the whole basis of Hagolas Kalim. Hagolas Kalim. The Torah is explicit that, you know what? Just because something has a tam of iser, you can kasher. Taviru be'esh, taviru b'mayim. You can kasher al yedei esh. You can kasher something al yedei hagala, al yedei mayim. That's the whole parsha of hagala's kelim, right? From klei midyan. Wow. So how exactly does that work? This is what the Ran spells out. Pretty esoteric. No, but it's a Daf Yud Beis. How does all this work? Oh, well, the Ran says it's the following. You have a kli, and the kli has a tam of issa which is absorbed in the dofen ha-kli. You know what? So you'll do hagala. You'll immerse it in boiling hot water. And you know what? That is going to cause, right, the tam, which is usur, to be polate, right? Just like it was absorbed in the kli, al yedei cham. It will leave the kli, al yedei cham. Okay, good. So the boiling hot water is going to cleanse in the sense that the isur will indeed be polate. Whoa. So if the isur indeed is polate, so wait a second. So now you have a tam of isur, which is part of all of the water. Isn't there a fear that will be reabsorbed into the kli? Yeah. The tam, yes, there was nichnas, the tam now is polate, and you're going to be machshir al yedei mayim. How does that work? No, so Ran writes the following, that through the hagalah b'mayim, nisbatel ha'isur. Now, you know what? You have a huge quantity of water, and you have a very small amount of iser, which indeed is being polate. So you know what? The iser is polate in its batel. And that's the whole yesod of Hechsher Kalim, that you can cause it to be released from the kli, and now it's subject to bittel, and therefore, even if as a result of the chamin is going to re-enter the dofen ha-kli, it's already batel. In other words, the whole concept of hagala b'mayim is that nisbatel ha-iser, bittel. So you know what the Ran raises? The Ran. So why is that mutter? Why isn't that a problem of ein mevatel nisla chatchila? You're not supposed to do that. If the whole yesod of Hagala is that the Tama Isser is batel, okay, if this were to happen, I got it, no? You have a treif kli, all of a sudden fell into, you know, a cauldron of boiling hot water. Okay. But this is what we do. You're not allowed to do that. Ein levat nesachachila. Ooh. So the Ran writes, there must be teretz. And the Ran writes a pretty important chiddush. That kevan she'en kavanaso lehenos mitam zeshari. Ein mevatlas rachila means the following, that you know what? And now you're going to be nehenemin. Nehenemin. I go ahead and I'm a vatl something, and then I eat it. I'm being nehene. That's the iser. The iser is use. Reliance on bittul. The use of the chefetz with reliance on bittul. The reliance on bittul is this. Not the act of bittul. That's a finish.
The act of bittul is not in mevatel nisach hatchila. It's the reliance. I'm going to be mevatel it, and step two, I'm going to be mevatel it, and now step two, and now I'm going to be nananin. That's the problem. Being nana, achila hana, min habittul. That's not happening in Hagala. You're not being nanamin, the Dover Hapolate. So the fact that you're causing bittul per se is not the problem. It's the impact, it's the reliance that really is considered to be that which is asa. That's pretty heavy. Well, that's a pretty heavy chiddush. It's not that, you know what, that there's an isser to nullify dvar ha'asurim. Maybe that's a mission statement, no? That's tikkun olam, no? Nullify dvar ha'asurim, no? But the reliance, now the next step, and now you're going to use it to your advantage, meaning, achil and hana. That is considered to be this. The reliance of. Wow, that's a pretty heavy chiddush. You know what? You know, in my kitchen, we have one garbage can. No. We don't have a garbage can for milchiks and a garbage can for fleishiks. No, one garbage can. No? So imagine, you know, if you pour whatever it is, some fleishiks garbage, you know, the leftover fleishik soup. Okay, good. And then you know what? The next step. No, it's the next morning. Didn't take out the garbage yet. No, there's a little bit residue of the milk in the syrup. You pour it into the You cause bittul. You cause bittul as a result of doing so. You know what you were probably at? No, Duran. The iser is not the maisa mevatel. The iser is the achila anana la'achar habittul. If I do that, and guess what? Now I'm going to use that. That would be a problem. You're going to be mevatel it, then you're going to give it your animal. That's the problem. No, you're being nana min habittul. I understand. But it's step two. So therefore, in cases where you're not, that's not a problem at all. Whoa. That's the chiddush of the Bach. The Bach discusses at length. The Bach has found, in Or HaChaim, in Tafresh and Vav, and the Bach has found here on our Daf, no? Beis and Daf Yarif. Where the Bach writes the following Chiddush. He writes the name of the Rashbam when it comes to Midei da Achila Ein Mevatlin Davras. When it comes to Midei da Achila, then we assume you're going to consume it, then Ein Mevatlin Sechatlin. But you know what? That would not apply if you're not dealing with midi da'achila. Wow. So for example, you ready for this? Beitza daf dalet. Oh, that's what the Bach is talking about. You're talking about muktza. You're not talking about achila. You're talking about tiltu muktza. Maybe that's not a problem. Wow. Or v'chein b'schach pasul. Wow. Isn't it clear the Mishnah is in the Masechta Sukkah? That if you have a problem of schach pasul, you can be mevatel, the schach pasul. How can you mevatel the schach pasul? Isn't that a problem of ein mevatel nisachat chila? So, Chiddush, not the Rashbam, because yes, when it comes to midi da achila, ein mevatel nisachat chila. Wow. The Bach continues and says, Hiksha maram alvarav. Maram writes, how in the world? No? After all, our sugya is not talking about achila. Our sugya is talking about tiltu muktza. And the Gemara is bothered by this achila. And the Gemara answers something. Drabana daraisa. No? What do you mean? How can the Rashbam say that
there's a fundamental difference between achila as opposed to non. Baharaya, atzei muktzav, baharaya sukkah. What do you mean? Har Gemara raises the question. V'hakam avat l'sachachila. And the Gemara answers, Rabban, how can that possibly be? How can indeed that can be a dinkum? How can that be? How can that be? You know, one could argue the following. A pashut pshat, according to Rashbam, that's exactly what our Gemara means. Maybe that's exactly what our Gemara means. No? We're talking about Sachila. So, how is it then that you're Mavatal Atzei Muktza? The Gemara answers, here we're talking about what's Drabana? As opposed to what? Here we're talking about Tiltal or Hishtamshus as opposed to Achila. Exactly. We're talking about Tiltal or Hishtamshus as opposed to Achila. When the Gemara says Daraisa versus Drabanan, Pashup Shad according to Rashbam, it doesn't mean Daraisa versus Drabanan categorically. It means, look, there are different aspects of Muktza. The Din Daraisa of Muktza or the Kain Daraisa of Muktza is Achila. But the Din Drabanan of Muktza is the Tiltul Nishtamshus. So when the Gemara says, here we're only talking about the issue of Drabanan, it's another way of assuming that we're only talking about the tiltal, we're not talking about the achila, and therefore there's no problem with Vimatlis Achila. That's how the Rashbam is reading our Gemara. Not Daraisa versus Drabanan. But you're telling me what is Muktza? The answer is it depends. Daraisa Achila, or if not fully Daraisa, at least Kain Daraisa. Tosu Shishani. Okay, Mashenke, when it comes to the tiltal aspect, here we're dealing with the Din Drabanan, meaning we're dealing with the tiltal. And in such a case, maybe there is no issa. Wow. And then, the Bach continues, and quotes the Raviyah. The Raviyah says, no, you know why you can be Vatal Atze Sukkah? You know why you can be Vatal Atze Sukkah? For a couple other reasons. No? Number one is the following. Kodem yantiv. You have that which would constitute, qualify as chag posel. Go ahead and be mevatel. When exactly are we talking about? Wow. Yesh lomar de kodem yantiv. She'eno iser adayin. Wow. That's a chiddush. No? Ein mevatel means you have an iser. Not exactly like basar b'chala, but we pointed out that there's a threshold. It's schach pasul kodem sukkas. It will be schach pasul when sukkas arrives. But if a person is mevatel kodem sukkas, wow, that's the chiddush haraviyah. In such a case, that's not called ein mevatel. You're not being mevatel this, you're just preempting. When Sukkot comes, and now we have to label the Sach, guess what? Now, Ayidei Bitl is considered to be Sach Kasha. Well, that's interesting Kiddush. And furthermore, Bahani Mili B'makom Shinene. Whoa. And then, the further Ha'ara, that the Baal quotes. Now, the whole Isser of Emavatna is not causation of Bitl. It's not the causality. It's the reliance on. What is reliance on? Achila hana. That doesn't apply to Atzei Yischach. Atzei Sukkah is the Hana Sheba. What is the Hana Sheba? The fact that now it's a Cheftish HaMitzvah. And Mitzvah Slav Lehenos Nitnu. It's not causing the Bittu. It's the reliance on the Bittu. And reliance on the Bittu means the Hainu, exactly that point. Being Nehenemin. Wow. So that's the Chidushim of the Raviyah. One is Kodem. And the other, an important Chidush. To be Nehenem. And if you're not being Nehenem. So therefore, that's not a problem. Wow. When the Taz quotes this, the Taz in Tafresh Chavav and Sivkat and Beis, the Taz quotes these Tirutzim. That, you know what, doing Kodem HaMoed, of course there's no problem. Why would you say that it's labeled as Schach Pasol Kodem, Kodem HaMoed, Kodem HaMoed? And then the Taz has the following line, Vafilim Oseh Sukkah B'toch HaMoed. You didn't feel build your sukkah on sukkahs, on sukkahs. Ein kan shem iser. The ein iser mitzad ha-sukkah. But there's a mitzvah yeshiva. This is a chefze shal iser. A chefze shal iser. Ein mevatlan iser lechatchila. Kodem yantef, there's nothing to discuss. It doesn't have the status of sar pasul. And the Taz adds, and even if you'll tell me the person is going ahead and being mevatel v'sach on sukkahs itself, sach pasul is called an iser. It's true. One will not be able to fulfill the mitzvah if the sukkah is sheltered by sach pasul. But perhaps I wouldn't call that iser at all. And therefore, either it's mutter because of kodem achar, or it's mutter because we don't label sach pasul as ein mevatel iser, or, what do you mean? And mitzvahs love the henos nitnu. It's an important possibility. Here I'll tell you a following chiddush. Ready for this? Rav Soloveitchik said the following chiddush name of his father. This was like whoa, with like an incredible parallel. But a person is mevatel in nisach hatchila. We pointed out, you know what? A knas. No. A mission in Truma Seites, Knas, that you dare do such a thing, aim about this, and we're going to be Konis you. Wow. And if it's really aim about this, then maybe we'll be Konis all cases, Shogeg Meizeg, Rabbi Kveger. Why exactly are we Konis the person? Oh, no, this is like other sugyas, Matashal B'Shabbos. You know? A person's Machalo Shabbos. So, you know, Midarais, the Chefs is not Nesa. But what do you mean? How dare you? Like a Chote Niskar. You're going to take advantage of the fact that you did. So, typical case is that, you know, a person violates an Avera. You violate Baram by Matzah, we're going to slap a Knas on you. You know? That Chamash Lo Pesach is Asa. Why is it Asa? Machmas Avera. If this was Chametz of a Goy, and there was nobody Rabbi Matzah, guess what? We wouldn't be Konis you. The Knas of Chametz of Pesach, Rabbi Shimon, no, is because you find it by Rabbi Matzah. Well, what's all yours? So a person violated a Nisr, a Vein Mavat of Nisr Chatkila. So in such a case, we're Konis the person. That the Chetz indeed is Nesa. So you know, Rav Soloveitchik said the name of his father, Chidit. Not necessarily. A person goes ahead and, you know, mixes his garbage, mochets and flashes. That's imbalatnas hachachila. A person is magil a kli. That's violation of imbalatnas hachachila. No. Even bitul sach. No, it's not. What's the commonality in all those cases? The issur is not the causation of the bitul. No? You know what the iser is? The consequence, the reliance, taking advantage of the bitl. You're not being nene men a bitl in the case of hagala, and therefore it's not aser. You're not being nene in a case of hechsher kelim, and therefore there isn't an iser. If mitzvah slav v'henos nitna, that's not called being nene men a bitl, and therefore it's not aser. So I'll tell you the following harifus now. When the Chachamim said, if you mevat l'sarat chila, the cheftz is nesar, you know what the Chachamim were doing? A knas. No, we love you. No. We're doing it in incredible favor. No? The cheftz is nesar. If the cheftz is nesar, you know what that means? That there was no reliance on the bittul. There was no consequence to the bittul. There was no taking advantage of the bittul.
And therefore you don't violate the Isra. Why is it that no, it has to be Achila, Hana, as opposed to all these other cases? Because it's not the Isra as an act. In Chatan Shabbos, that's true. It's the act of Chilul Shabbos, Rakonis here. It's not the act of the Maisa Vito. It's the effect, the Totsah, the Poyotse, the reliance, taking advantage of. And guess what? If the Chetz indeed would be Nesa, they're not. Was there any nafkamina in this viewer? So Moshe Soloveitchik suggested the following great Kiddush. When you look in the Siman of Ein Mevat Nesachat Chila, Siman Sari Tesei, there, the Machaber writes, you know what? If you're Mevat Nesachat Chila, the Chetz is Nesa, for whom? You know what the Shulchan Aruch writes? It's Aser L'Mevatel Atzmo, for the person who did it, U'Lemi Shnis Kavein Levatel B'Shvila. And it's also Aser for the person who I intended to service. Let's assume, for example, you know what the mindset is? I'm feeding this to you. So you know what? That if I'm mevatel in iser lechatchila, in order that you should be benefiting from, the chetz is nesa. Well, like that's pretty heavy. When we say that something is also for the person, who's the person? The person is not only the person who, but L'mi shniskav nevato b'shvila. Huh? Ooh. Let me ask you the following. In the sugya that we'll soon see, you know, Mefasho b'shabbos. Chul medaf yadalad, Ksuvas daf lamadalad, Mefasho b'shabbos. The Gemara says, you know, something is usur la'atzmo b'mutu la'acherim. Let me ask you a fun question. Would I also add that caveat? La'atzmo means u'lemish niskav in levato b'shvila. No. If I cook something for you to eat, the knas mevasho b'shabbos applies to you because you're atzmo, you're not acherim. Acherim means a strange rabbi standard. But if the malacha was done for you, that's kolatsa. You know, it's interesting, that line in Shulchan Aruch, Ulemish Niskavin, Bishvilo, that's found in Siman Sarites. That's not found in Siman Shin Yud Ches, Nochu Shabbos. That the definition of Atzmo is not only the person who does, but the person for whom it was done. No? You with me? So, there is a Magen Avram. There in Shin Yud Ches. Where the Magen Avram writes, realize. In Shin Yud Ches, the Magen Avram writes, La'atzmo is not only defined by the person, but the person for whom the malacha was done. What do you see that's true? The Rebbe's system in Sarites. So that was the Chiddush Moshe Soloveitchik to disagree with this Magen Avram. When it comes to the knas of Mevasho b'Shabbos, the knas is because of the Maisa Aveira. The knas is because of the Maisa Aveira. When it comes to Imavat Nesachat Chila, the fact that it's Asr is not because of the Maisa Aveira. Not because of the Maisa HaMavatil. It's the Polyotze, it's the Totsah, it's the Reliance, the taking advantage of, the nehene, So if that's really true, it's a very different Haggadah. So when it comes to Ein Mevat Nesachim, it makes perfect sense to assume that the player can even include L'mi Shnizkavim Mevatel Bishvila. That's the reliance on the Bittul. I was Mevatel something in order that you should use it. So that is the sir of Ein Mevat Nesachim. So you're not called Acherim. That is the reliance on the Bittul. When it comes to Shabbos, the Knas is because of the Maisa Avera of Chilul Shabbos. There you don't say Lamisha Nasa Bishvila. He violated the Avera Mabashal B'Shabbos. When you're talking about a Knas Machmas Avera, there's a difference between the Baal Avera as opposed to Acherim. And everyone else is called Acherim except the person who did the act of Chilul Shabbos. But if here you're telling me it's not the Maisa Mavato, but rather it's the Totsa Sabito. So if I did it in order that you should benefit from, that's the Chiddush of Shulchan Aruch, that you know what? That guy is called Atzmo. He's not called Acherim. But that's uniquely true when it comes to that's a pretty important Chiddush, a twofold Chiddush. That it's not considered to be a straight Knas. It just simply means that if the Chefze is Nesar, that means that there was no Totsah to the Bittul, and therefore there's no Isra Imat Nechila. And that would be accomplished by forbidding it for the Mishanasa Bishvila. Unlike typical Averos, typical Isurim, it's a very different Agdara. The Maisa Avera. Oh, so in such a case, the Maisa Avera is for the Osa Avera. And the fact that the Chetz is Nesar is a secondary Knas. It doesn't uproot in any shape or form the act of the Chilul Shabbos itself. I think about that last point. That was a very powerful Chiddush. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, we'll go forward.